Today's daf is Yuma, daf Mem Gimel. Yuma Mem Gimel, as we continue in the Brisa that we are in the middle of, or the darshaning of the psukim of Ula. So remember, we got into the comparison of Paraduma and the Seir Lazazel. We got into this based on the Mishnah, daf Mem Aleph and Mabez, where we spoke about tying the ribbon on the Rosh Seir HaMishtaleach, and we mentioned that there's also a ribbon used in the Paraduma ceremony, thrown into the fire, as well as dipped in the Mitzorah, Taras HaMitzorah ceremony. So now the Gemara is in the middle of a long exposition of the Psukim at the beginning of Parshas Chukas, and relates it to the Machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, because Rav and Shmuel had a Machlokas which related to Paraduma and Kohen Gadol. Remember, Rav on Amud Aleph, Membeis Amud Aleph, had held that the Shechita of the Paraduma must be done with the Kohen Gadol, cannot be done with the Zar. And Shmuel held, and Rav said that the par of the Kohen Gadol can be done with the Zar, and Shmuel held the opposite. So they're going to, based on those Shittos, they're going to have different opinions relating to how do you darshan and understand certain psukim when it comes to Paraduma as well. So we pick it up on the bottom of we're on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. We started darshaning the psukim at the beginning of Chukas on Mem Beis and Mem Beis on the bottom about that the para has to go out by itself and you can't have any other black para, a red para, you can't have anything else going along with it. So now we're up to the top of Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, continuing darshaning the psukim. V'shachatosa, and it has to be shechted. Shelo yishchot acheres ima, you cannot shecht any other one with it. So what do you mean, another one with it? What if you shecht another one next to it? Then it's a problem. That wouldn't be connected. Tosfos Yeshanim says it means with a long knife. If you line up two cows, one right next to each other, and you take a long knife and you molech umevi. As we know, shechita is not a karate chop. The halacha is that shechita has to be back and forth and back and forth. If I just slam it down, that's a psul shechita. One of the five psuli shechita that we know from Maseches Chulin. So it has to be back and forth. So if I have a long knife and I go back and forth and shech two paras at the same time, so that would be the problem of this v'shachat osa shel yishchot acheres ima. Lifanav, what is in front of him mean? In context, talking about Elazar, the Kohen, the Skan Kohen Gadol, so that we already had yesterday. Lerav, shelo yasiach daitu mimena. Lerav holds, has to be done right in front of him, that he can't have hesach adas. He has to focus on it. Lishmuel, sheyehezar shochet ve'elazar roeh. This is the pasuk that Shmuel understands as it's done in front of Elazar and not by Elazar. It doesn't have to be done by Elazar, it can be done by someone else. Must it have to be done by somebody else? That was the suffix of Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Gilyoni Hashas, whether this is an allowance or a requirement that someone else has to do it in front of Elazar. But either way, that's how Rav and Shmuel understand the word lefanav. V'lakach Elazar HaKohen midama be'etzba'o. Elazar HaKohen then takes the blood with his finger, but here Elazar HaKohen is put in again. Why does he have to be put in again? Was it he mentioned earlier? Why is he repeated? L'Shmuel la'ahadure Elazar. According to Shmuel, who just allowed a Zor to shech, so now we're going back and saying that's the only thing a Zor could do. He can only do the Shechita, but now it's back to Elazar, and that's why he is mentioned. L'Rav, who said it's always been Elazar, why is he mentioned here again? Havi miut achar miut. This is an exclusion after an exclusion, because earlier we said Elazar, and here we say Elazar again. V'imir achamir el alarabos. And that's why when you have two exclusions, it means an exclusion. You exclude the exclusion. Right? This is what we said yesterday. Yesh b'mashma motzi miyan mashma. Psukim mean opposite. So first, if you have the first exclusion in line one, and then you have another exclusion, so that's excluding the exclusion. So it must be l'rabos, the opposite. Da'afila kohen hedyot, to teach me that even a kohen hedyot could be involved in this part of the process that we are up to now. Shechita has to be done by the kohen gadol, but the later processes could be done even by a kohen hedyot. Tosfos is obviously bothered by something. Tosfos starts off on top. Al karchach tzorech lomar, you have to say that here, when a kohen hedyot is being included, he's being included for kabbalah and hazaa, but not for hotzah and shechita. Something's bothering Tosfos. The Sfasema says, what must bothering Tosfos is that this is an unusual usage of the principle of ein miyut achar miyut el alarabos. Usually, that means you, for example, the Gemara in the beginning of Sanhedrin tries to figure out how many dayanim you need to be podek karka, And we have all these different words in the Torah. So each one we say, oh, this word is coming to include another one, and then this word is coming to exclude. Include, exclude, but it's talking about the same din that you learn, and two exclusions mean an inclusion on one halacha. Here, says the Sfas Emes, the first miyad is by Shechita, the second miyad is by Kabbalah, so we're learning something to Kabbalah? That's not a usual miyad achar miyad, says the Sfas Emes. The miyad arishon ubedavar achar b'shechita, the miyad asheni hu b'kabbalah, ubechol mako miyad achar miyad hu shemim ma'id beis pa'amim b'davar echad. So he says, Tosfos, he thinks, is trying to answer that question, to try to say what's included and what's excluded. But Lule, Divrei HaTosfos, where we're not for Tosfos, said the Sfas Emes, I think this is telling me that Asi Kra LaHachshir, it's all going on Shechita. But it's going to tell me, Ta'alacha B'di'eved. Lechadchila, what did Rav say? You need a Kohen Gadol. So Mirachamid El Rabos, to include a Kohen Hedyot, B'di'eved. Ta'asi Kra LaHachshir, Kohen Hedyot Gam B'Shechita, B'di'eved, Rak Lechadchila, Mitzvaso Be'El Azar. Ulefisa, Mishav Gamkein, Tosis is problem. The Chulu, and he continues. That's the Sfas Emes, his Ha'ara, to make this a Ein Miyat Achar Miyat El Rabos in the way that it is usually understood throughout Shas. Good, we continue now. Darshanim the Psukim. Vila kacha kohen, eitz erez ve'ezov ushni talas. The kohen takes the eitz erez, the tall cedar branch, ve'ezov, and the small hyssop branch, right, the highest and the shortest, ushni talas, and the ribbim. So, what this here, it says hakohen again. Why do you have to have hakohen? We were talking about kohenim. So again, l'shmuel dafila b'kohen hedyo. To Shmuel, who says now we just included Elazar again, dafilu b'kohen hedyo, to teach me that this is even allowed to be done by a kohen hedyo. L'Rav itzrich, but Rav, we already know that we just included a kohen hedyo in the previous line. So why does it have to repeat hakohen itzrich? The following sakda dechamina kivan delav gufei deparininu lowly by kohen. Maybe when actually dealing with the cow, you need the Kohen, but here we're dealing with the other accessories that go along with it, maybe you don't need a Kohen. Kamash Malan, that's why you have to repeat HaKohen. Good, next word, V'kibes B'gadav HaKohen, the Kohen has to wash B'gadav, his clothing. What do we need B'gadav for? That also is a Kroya Sefer. Should have said, again, we don't have to have HaKohen, V'kibes B'gadav HaKohen. What do you have to have that for? B'kihu, no. That he has to be in his state of Kohen, in his state of Kahuna, meaning the Avodah has to be done with the Big Day Kahuna and not Big Day Chol. Again, an amazing Havamina, that you might have thought that the Avodah of the Paraduma could be done in Big Day Chol. You have to have a Pasuk to tell me otherwise. That relates to what we discussed yesterday and previously. How do we look at Paraduma? How much is it in the world of Kachim? How much is it in the world of Tumah V'Tahara? Tara, we said, the Paraduma is in Sefer Tara of the Rambam. It's in Sefer Tara of Mishnayos, but it is called a Chatos by the Torah. So there's a Havamina that says that you might not have, right, unless you, right, the Torah has to go preclude it, that you might have been able to do this B'Big Day Chol. Kamash Malan, the Torah says, B'Kiyuno with Big Day Kahuna. So now, the question is how to understand the Maskana. Once we know that this has to be done with Big Day Kahuna, does that now return it back? A hadre l'davar kama, it's machzir it back to our original, how we would have thought, and it's a karbon, it has to be shechted, it's brings kapara, so to speak, somewhat. What do we say? No, that there is some vestige of the Havamina that remains. But either way, this is two ways of understanding the maskana. The word b'kihu no is teaching me that dafka b'te kahuna. This is like the Gemara says in Zvachim daf yud zayin. The Gemara says there explicitly that if a kohen is not wearing his begadim, he's not a kohen. Bizman she bigdayem aleihem kuhunasam aleihem. Ain bigdayem aleihem, ain kuhunasam aleihem. A very extreme formulation. If you take that kipshuto, sounds like without the begadim, he is not a kohen. And if you read the psukim in Chumash, in Parshat Tetzaveh, it sounds that way too. Lecha hanoli. You give the begadim, lechavar l'sif ares, but also a couple of phrases in the Torah, lecha hanoli. Take that literally. It's even an amazing story of Rabbeinu Tam. It's quoted in the Hagos Mordechai in Gittin, in Os Tuf Samach Aleph. Maisa, we've quoted this before. Maisa b'kohen she'yatzak mayim al bidei Rabbeinu Tam. There was a kohen that poured water for Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam needed netilas yadayim. There were no sinks in those days. Let's say a kohen, a talmud of his, went down to the river, got water, and came back and poured it for Rabbeinu Tam. And the other talmidim were there like, Rabbi, how could you have him this Talmud pour? It says in the Yerushalmi, HaMishtamish B'Kahuna Ma'al. If you use a Kohen, you're violating Me'ilah. Rabbeinu Tam answers, they don't have Kedusha Bizman Hazeh. Why? Ein Bigdayim Aleihem, Ein Kahunasam Aleihem. The lo. That's the language. That's the Adkan Divrei Hagos Mordechai. They're not Kohanim, so no problem. So the question is, Rabbeinu Tam would be maskin that the Kohen gets the first Aliyah today, and Rabbeinu Tam would be maskin that he there's Birchas Kohanim today. So what does it mean? Ein Bigdeim Aleim, Ein Kunasim Aleim. So Tzarech Lomar that there are two types, two Kedushos of every Kohen. And you have, could have different formulations of this. Rav Soloveitchik formulated it as Kohen Le'inyin Gvulin and Kohen Le'inyin Avoda. A Kohen doesn't have to wear Bigdei Kohen to eat Truma. He's a Kohen without that. So that's one type of Kohen, Bigvulin, outside the base of Mikdash. And then there's a Kohen, Legabe Avoda. And that is a Kohen only with his Begadim. If you have that formulation, it's interesting that our Gemara says Bekihuno is applying to Paraduma, which is outside, but it has to do with what's inside. Remember, also we didn't mention yesterday, the Kohen Gadol has to look at the base of Mikdash. He has to face west when he is doing the Avoda of the Paraduma on Harazesim. So one might say Kohen Legabe Gvulin, Kohen Legabe Avoda. Another more radical formulation found in some Achronim is that a Kohen is a Gavra, and a Kohen is a Chefsa. If you look in the Psukim, in Parachavtes and Shmos, the Kohen is Hukrav, the Kohen is Nimshach Ayidei Shemen HaMishcha, just like the Kalim. The Mishnah in Menachos, in the 8th Parak, it compares and contrasts Yafek Koach HaKohanim Mikoach HaMizbeach, and Yipoi Koach HaMizbeach Mikoach HaKohanim. Just the comparison itself reflects that there is a, you're able to put them in the same sentence, that there is a Chefsa element to being a Kohen. And the Rambam even calls the halachas that are osek in the din of a Bigdei Kahuna, Hilchas Klei HaMikdash V'Ha'ovdim Ba. Vigani puts it compares them to be a Kli. So obviously they're a person, but maybe in their role they are more Chefza oriented, so to speak, and in that way, only when they're put on their begadim, they're a gavra outside the base of Mikdash, a gavra kohen, they can eat truma. But to do the avoda, you have to be like a kli, you have to be niskadesh b'kdushas chefza, like kdushas haguf of the base of Mikdash, and therefore, maybe that would only apply when he's wearing his begadim. So when Rabbeinu Tam said, don't worry about it, he's saying that that iser of mishtamesh b'kahuna ma'al only applies to the kohen in the base of Mikdash, only applies when he has the begadim. When he has the begadim on. Again, there are other also hints in different mafarshim that tip us off that take that chazal literally. And like our Gemara, bikihuno in his state of kuhuna means when he's wearing the begadim. There's a beautiful formulation of the Leiv Sameach. The Leiv Sameach is one of the mafarshim, one of the defenders of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. We know the Ramban attacked the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. You got to take this mitzvah out, you got to take that mitzvah, you got to add this mitzvah in. After taking out all of the mitzvahs, at the end of Mitzvahs Aseh, he adds in 17 mitzvahs that he feels that the Rambam left out. And at the end of Mitzvahs Los Aseh, he also adds in a number of mitzvahs that he feels the Rambam left out. But along the way, he argues, and in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, the Rambam counts the mitzvah of Bigdei Kahuna as a separate mitzvah Aseh Daraisa. Shenitztavu hakohanim lil bosh begadim miyuchadim lechavur lesefares va'oz yabdu b'mikdash v'amr yisaleh, and that's the pasuk in Tetzava v'yasisa Bigdei Kodesh l'aron achicha lechavur lesefares v'espanav takriv v'ilbashtam krutanos the 8 begadim of the Kohen Gadol, the 4 begadim of the Kohen Hedyot. That is the Rambam Shita. It's a separate mitzvah Aseh Daraisa. Says the Ramban, I agree with everything you said, except that you counted it as a mitzvah. The begad, Bigdei Kahuna, obviously, they have to wear the Bigdei Kahuna, but who said it's a mitzvah? It's a hechsher avoda. You count the avoda of the Karban Chatas, and the Ola, and the Asham. You count all the karbanos. You count building a Beis HaMikdash. Bigdei Kahuna is not a separate element. You don't count that as a separate mitzvah. It's just a hechsher avoda. That is the Ramban's claim against the Rambam. So all the Mefarshim, the Megillas Esther, the Leif Sameach, the Kinas Sofrim, all of the Marganis Tava, all the Mefarshim, the Nosei Kelim on the Rambam, defend the Rambam in this mitzvah as they do in all mitzvahs. So if you look in the Leif Sameach says, V'ani Omer, after he quotes the Ramban's attack, Ani Omer Emes, Shim Avad Shalom Begadim Avadaso Psula. I agree that if he did the Avoda without Begadim Avadaso Psula, and the Rambam also agrees to that, Avalo Bishvil Kach Heim Chelek Mimena. Just because if you don't wear the Begadim, if the Avoda is possible, doesn't mean that it's purely a Chelek of the Avoda. Vakasov Yochiach. And look at the Pasik. Shalo Tala Asiyas HaBegadim Ba. The Torah does not say wear Begadim to do the Avoda. L'Shares. No. What does it say? L'chavod ulisifares. Klomar, k'deisha yehei mehem mechubad umefuar mibein shar ha'am. That they have a standing amongst the whole am. V'chein heim ha'ilo l'simen ala kahuna. They're a simen of kahuna. Like the Rambam says, he quotes, memana kohen gadol l'moshe kohen oso b'shem an ha'mishcha umal bishin oso bigde kahuna gadola. He becomes a kohen gadol through the ribui begadim. And he quotes, b'zman shebegdeim aleim kunasim aleim. And then comes the key line, v'im kain. They become kohanim through the wearing of the begadim, separate from avoda. That's a unique, independent concept, and that's why the Rambam count the mitzvah separately. Umiyoze kain she'ilo avagadim mifa'arin osam umorin al kahunasam tziva od Hashem yisbarach shelo yosan avodah beis mikdashu el abahem. Second step, because this shows their glory, so it's a good idea only to do the avoda with them. Shegam ze mehagdala shmo yisbarach umichvodo sheichabdu bevagadim noyim. Okay, you got to figure out how this works with another Rambam Ravid, the last Rambam Menuchas Kilayim, which we spoke about a few weeks ago. Whether the Ase Docha Lo Sase of Kilayim and the Big Tekahuna are only B'shas Avoda, like the Rambam says, or even Shalom B'shas Avoda. You got to figure out how to put that Rambam together with this Rambam. But either way, that's the important formulation of the Lev Sameach on the Rambam Ase Lame Gimel. Okay. We continue. So the Gemara says, HaKohen B'Kihuno, the Kohen has to wear his Big Day Kahuna. Just one other discussion, fascinating, that we have to have here, and that's a Sifri. The Ritva quotes right here, the Sifri, and it's also a Tosefta in Para. Shalu Talmida v'Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Talmidim asked Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai our question, Be'ezek Elam Isenasis, which Begadim was the Paraduma done with? Which Begadim? Our Gemara is a Drasha, Big Day Kahuna. But they asked Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Amar Lahem B'Big Day Zav. He says, in the Big Day Zahav, the eight special begadim. Amrulo, they said to him, V'halo li matana rabbeinu b'big day lavan. No, a couple of years ago you gave a shir, and you told us Big Day Lavan, only the four. As if you're in the Kodesh Kadashim, only the four, not the eight. Amalami answers, Ima sheru'u einai, v'sher su yadai shachachti, if what I saw with my eyes and what I served with my hands I forgot, kal v'chomer ma shalamati mirabosei, surely what I learned. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, I forgot, I can't believe I forgot what I saw and what I served. V'kol kach lama, why did he say this? He really forgot? So the Sifri ends off, k'di l'chadid b'as ha-talmidim. No, he was just doing it to test them. He wanted to see if they were focused. And that's what the Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah, that a Rebbe could say some unusual, even wrong comments to keep the talmidim on their toes to make sure that they are listening. But what's pretty clear from the Tosefta and from the Sifri, it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a Kohen. Sounds like what he says, I forgot what I used to do. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lived at Chorban Bayis Sheni. We know the story of Maseches Gittin that he faked his way out during the siege from the and he pretended he spoke to his nephew who was the head of the bandits who didn't let anybody out. And he went to tell Vespasian he was the king. Tain liyavna v'chachamah. That's all Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So it sounds like from this Sifri that he was a Kohen Gadol, and it sounds like he even did the avoda of the paraduma, because he says, I forgot what I did. He's talking about the avoda of the paraduma. He forgot what I did. That's somewhat difficult to say that he was the Kohen Gadol during a paraduma, because the Mishnah in Para lists off all the Kohanim Gedolim that were involved in Paradumas, and he's not on that list. The Mishnah says in the third parak in Para, as we mentioned, that there were only 9 Paradumas in history. Mi asa on, harishona asa Moshe. First one Moshe Rabbeinu did. Vashniya asa Ezra, and then the second one Ezra did. What about the next 7? V'chamesh me Ezra ve'elach. Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says there were 5 more. V'chacham momrim sheva. That's what the Rambam paskins. Me Ezra ve'elach. There were 7 afterwards. Umi asa on, Shimon atzadik, v'yochanan kohen gadol asu shtayim shtayim. They each did 2, which makes it 6. And then El Yeho Enai ben Akof, v'chanam el ba'mitzri. While Hanamel HaMitzri was a Kohen Gadol, the Yishmael ben Pi Avi Asu Achas Achas. All of these did 1 each, and that all adds up to 9. And the Rambam, when he quotes it, says, Va'asiris Yasa Melech HaMashiach Mehera Yigala. That's the Rambam's Lashon in Hilchas Paraduma. But you see, he's not on the list. So to take it literally, does he mean, oh, I used to serve, but I didn't do the Paraduma? Sounds like he did the Paraduma. Either way, this is the Tosefta. Rashi in Shabbos Beferish proves from this Tosefta on Daf Lamed Daled that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a Kohen. He says, V'gam hu ha'yakohen, k'tamrinim, p'tosefta depara. In Masha Asu Yadei Shechachti, Rashi says it Beferish, he assumes Rabbi Yochanan Mazaka was a Kohen, which is an interesting thought, trying to think about, in the background, all the other stories in Shas about Rabbi Yochanan Mazakai. But that's a lot to say about this one word, Bikihuno. So now let's get back to the next drusha on these psukim in Parshas Chukas. V'tamei ha-Kohen ad ha-Arev, the Kohen is tamei, until nightfall, Kohen Bikihuno l'doros. Again, why does it repeat the word Kohen? We know the Kohen's involved here. Why does it have to repeat the word Kohen? That these halachas that I just said keep applying throughout the generations. Kohen Bikihuno l'doros. Even l'doros, he still has to wear his big day kahuna and not big day chol. Honey, chalamanta amar l'doros b'kohen hed yoshapir. Fine, I understand that you need a pasuk to tell me that even future generations have to do the avoda with big day kahuna. That makes sense based on what we said at the end of yesterday's daf, that the avoda of the paraduma for all generations is done by kohen hedyot. So then you understand, yes, we're done not only with kohen hedyot, but also with big day kahuna. El olamanda amar ledoros b'kohen gadol. But if you say for generations you require a kohen gadol, it's such a high standard, this avoda, hashta kohen gadol be'inan b'kihuna mibay. As the Ritva explains this question, if you require a Kohen Gadol to do this avoda, which means it's a very high standard, you're going to allow it to be done with Big Day Chol? Of course not! You don't need a pasuk for that. Even the parts that don't require the Kohen Gadol, you wouldn't allow it to be done with Big Day Chol. You wouldn't have two extremes. Go down two steps, is the language of the Ritva. Lo machtin on Beis Dargos. You don't go down Kohen Gadol to Kohen Hedyot, and Kohen Hedyot bivagadov to Kohen Hedyot bibig Day Chol. You wouldn't have this. You wouldn't need a pasuk for that, asks the Gemara. So how would that man to Amar understand this phrase of Vatame HaKohen Ad HaArev? Wouldn't we know it? So the Gemara answers, we would know it, but Milsa Da'asya B'Kal V'Chomer Tarach V'Kasav Lakra. Sometimes, even if you would have known something, the Torah goes out of its way to quote a pasuk anyway. So, on the simple level, this is a Kal V'Chomer. If you look in the Melo HaRoim here, and if you look in the Gvuras Ari here, also in the Shagas Ari, they both say that even though this is the last step as a Kal V'Chomer, this Shita of learning it L'doros B'Kohen Gadol is really based on Gzeira Shava. It's based on Gzeira Shava of Chuka Chuka, as we mentioned yesterday. So, do we ever have the principle of Milsa Da'asya B'Gzeira Shava? Tarach V'Kasav L'Kra? Says the Melo HaRoim right here in the back. Yes! That's what you see from this Gemara. It doesn't only apply to Kal V'Chomer, it also applies to Gzeira Shava. But that is a very difficult suggestion, and the Gvuras Ari right here leaves it, but Tzarachian. He says, why? Milsa Da'asya B'Kal V'Chomer, Tarach V'Kasav L'Kra. We know why that is. Why? We know Kal V'Chomer is a different Mida than all the other Midos. A Kal V'Chomer, according to everyone, one can say on their own, a person can darshan a gazera shava me'atzmo. He has to have a Kabbalah from the Rebbe. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos and Sukkot Daf Lamed Aleph. Whether, what's the rule, what's the exception? Is Kavachomer the rule, or is gazera shava the rule? If we assume that gazera shava is the rule, Kavachomer is the exception. Why is Kavachomer different? Why, for example, does the Gemara say, Ein mazhirin min adin, ein onshin min adin, you can't give an onish based on a Kavachomer? Why is that? Because Kavachomer is a different midah than all the others. Yes, logic is used in all the midos. As we mentioned, what does Gzeira Shava mean? A Gzeira Shava I can't say unless my Rebbe told me about it. What does that mean? How can there be a machlokas about a Gzeira Shava then? It all goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu. The answer is, the Meiri says this in Masechta Shavuos, and the Ramban says this in Sefer HaMitzvos, that Gzeira Shava means, passed down from a Rebbe, certain words were passed down. Use these words to connect to other sections of the Torah. But the Rebbe did not say which section of the Torah this should be connected to. So, for that, you have to use logic. Which is the most connectable? Which are parallel? Which two sections have an affinity with each other? So even a Gzeira Shava, even a Hekesh, there's a lot of parts of the Torah that are next to each other. Not everyone is darshaned with a Hekesh. Sometimes you have a Machlokas. Is this a Klal Prad? Is this a Riba Umiyet? So there's all based on logic. But Kal V'Chomer is pure logic. Kal V'Chomer is pure Kal to Chomer. So because it's pure logic, nothing based on what a Rebbe said, nothing based on a Mesorah, that's where it's more risky, and that's why the Gemara says, one of the reasons that the Gemara says, Ein Onshin Min Hadin. And that could be, says the Gvuras Ari, why the Gemara says in a number of places, Milsa Da'asya B'Kal V'Chomer Tarach V'Kasav L'Kra. If you learn that from a Kal V'Chomer, fine. But the Torah will repeat it anyway to verify, to aver that the Kal V'Chomer is correct. to back it up, which you don't need by the other ones. For Xeris Shava, yeah, it's as if it's Mefurish Bekra. We paskin, you give punishments based on Xeris Shava. So why would you say Milsa Dasib Xeris Shava Tarach because of Lakra? That's the problem that the Gevurah Sari has right here. He doesn't quote the Malo Aroin, but he says it's still based on Xeris Shava. V'holomat sanu b'shum makom sheyomar ha-gemara Milsa Dasib Xeris Shava Tarach because of Lakra. Bishlam akal v'chomer ikal ha-meymar hachi. Mashenkim Xeris Shava de'in he does not answer the question. So it's a difficulty. There are other svaras why we hold Ein Onshin Min Hadin. There are other svaras. Rabbi Yosef Engel catalogs these in Lekach Tov in Klal Beis. He gives four suggestions, quoting based on earlier. Tosfos says, Mita hi batara. It's a Mita. Xeris HaKasev. Ein Onshin Min Hadin. Number one. That's what you might say. Or, number two, which is a favorite suggestion of the Kesef Mishnah, uses this svara also, and that is, a kal v'chomer, you can give a punishment. If the kal gets this punishment, surely the chomer, but maybe the chomer is so chomer that this punishment won't suffice for him. Just like the Smag says in explaining the Isser of Molech, where the Isser is, if I pass some of my children through fire, I'm Chayim Misa. If I pass all of my children through fire, I'm Putter. I'm Putter, all my children are so much worse, says the Smag. You're right, it is. So Misa is not even going to help you. That's what the Smag says regarding Molech. That's what the Marsha connects this to Kasher Zam and Molo Kasher Asa. If they went through with it and even the defendant got killed for it, oh, forget it. These Edom are so beyond. Misa killing them isn't even going to help. So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, maybe that's also Ein Onshin Min Hadin, because the Davar HaChamor maybe is beyond help with the Onesh. And those are two other suggestions besides the fact of the third one that we just mentioned, and that is maybe there's a pircha to the Kal V'Chomer. It's based on pure logic. Maybe it's not perfect. It's not based on a Mesorah, and therefore one has to be careful with giving an Onesh. Okay, back to the drushes. We're right in the middle. Mem Gimel Amar Aleph. V'yasav Ish Tahor Es Efer HaPara V'hi Niach. So the Ish Tahor gathers all of the Efer and puts it. What does that mean? Ish. All these words are extra. So Ish, Lahachshir Es Hazor. Ish now is to be machshir, a non-Kohen Gadol, or a non-Kohen who was doing it before. Tahar lahachshir es ha'isha. Tahar is to be machshir isha. Why? Rashi says, de'ilim ute tame. What, you think Torah is to exclude tame? Pshita. It's obvious. The chatas kar yirachmana. The Torah calls it chatas, so obviously it's going to require somebody tahar. The Brisker Rav says, I is only called a chatas maybe afterwards, like we said yesterday from Reb Chaim. It's called kachim is beach first, and then only then kachim is kachim is the kabbais, and then kachim is beach. Either way, says the Griz, if you started the process or part of the process, for sure has to be betara. Then the rest of the process l'chora should have to be betara as well, and therefore you don't need a pasuk to exclude a tame. That's why tar must be to include. L'hachshir es ha'isha v'hi niach. What is that word teaching me? Misha yesh bodas. Someone that has das has to put it down. Lahaniach. Mishi yesh lo das lahaniach. Yatzu cherishot of a katan she'in bohen das lahaniach. Excluding a cherishot of a katan who they don't have das lahaniach to put it down, and therefore they are excluded. Period. So once this came up, we have a little more before we get back to Yuma, a little more discussion of Parah Aduma. Tanan Haslam says the Mishnah in Meseches Parah in the fifth parak. Hakol ksheirin lakadish. Everyone can do the kiddush. What does kiddush mean? Rashi says here, laseis mayim al ha'efer b'klicheres. To put the water, the mayim chayim, the special water, on the ashes of the paraduma in a klicheres. Meaning, go to the Rashi, you put the ashes in first, and then the mayim chayim. Look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, asking a steerer between various gemaras, Tosfos says, I'm not sure, maybe it means to put the water in first, and then the ashes on top of the water. Right, what does the pasuk say? Mayim chayim el keli. Put the water in and then the ashes on top. It's really a machlokas tanoim there in Meseches Parah. Machlokas tanoim, the discussion of Rashi and Tosfos here. So anyway, so the Mishnah says, whatever this avoda is, mixing the ashes and the water, anyone can do it. Hakol ksheir l'kadesh, chutz micherishot v'katan, except for a cherishot v'katan, they are lav b'nei das, and therefore they cannot do it. Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan, uposa b'isha u'b'androgynous. Rabbi Yehuda is machshir b'katan. He says a katan is allowed to do it. Why? Tosva says in my, because he is asi l'chlal da'as. He is not a bar das right now, but he's in the world of das. He's asi l'chlal da'as. And therefore, we would allow him, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to do it. The Tanakhama says no, but Rabbi Yehuda is nachshir b'katan, uposel, but he agrees, pasel v'ishan androgynous, we'll see what his source is. Where does Tosas get this lashon from of asi l'chlal das? So it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara at the end of Masechta Shabbos, among other places. The Gemara there in Shabbos, on daf kuf nun gimel amabes, discusses a person who is coming, it's very late on Friday afternoon, and he has a wallet, and he doesn't know who to give his wallet to. He has to give it to somebody who is an Eina Bar Chiyuva. And we don't know who is lesser of two evils. So the Gemara says, Shote versus Katan. Who do you give it to? Says the Gemara, L'cheresh Yoivle, maybe we should give it to the Cheresh. De Katan, Asi L'chlal Das. Because a katan is asi l'chal das. Maybe he's worse to give it to. Odil mal katan yavle, or we should give it to a katan to cheresh asi l'chlufi begadol pikeach. Because a cheresh is more of a worry that people will see you give it to an adult, and they'll think, oh, I didn't know adult, this is not so problematic, and therefore they'll give it to other adults that are pikchim and not chereshim. So that's where Tosafot gets the lashon from. We even paskin, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Shulchan Aruch quotes in Hilchos Shabbos, in Simon Rei Samach Vav, Shote v'Katan Yitznenu l'Shote. You give it to the Shote. Why? Ha'Katan Yavo l'Chlal Das. Because a Katan is on his way to becoming a Bar Das. Cheresh v'Katan Yitznenu l'Misha Yirtze. Both of those have parallel, equal milus. Right? The Mishnah Berurah says, L'Kol Echad Yishlo Mala Bifnei Atzmo. Why? A Katan is Asi l'Chlal Das. A Shote is Ein Bo Das Klal. A cheresh has some das, right? The Mishnah Berurah here quotes from the Gemara, Daita Kalishta Islay. He has some das. So that's why a cheresh versus a katan, equal, right? It's field of choice, whatever one wants to do. But that is where Tosafot gets the lashon from, that Rabbi Yehuda here would allow a katan to be mazeh, to be mekadesh, because asi l'chla'al das. Good. Says the Gemara. That's why we have a machlokas tanaim here. Who could be Mekadesh? My time at the Rabbanan. Why do the Rabbanan say that everyone is included? Except for a Cheroshot of a Katan, Dechsiv Dilakhu, Latameh, Me'afar Srefas Achatas. They. Who is they? Pashas, the people who we were talking about before. The people who were kosher for Asifa can now take. So, V'lachu Latameh, Me'afar Srefas Achatas. Hanach, the Pasli L'cha Ba'asifa, Pasli L'cha Ba'kiddush. Those who were Pasol for the gathering, the previous Pasik of Yasaf Ishtahar, are possible for Kiddush too, but v'hanach the achshiri l'cha ba'asifa, achshiri l'cha ba'kiddush. Those who are kosher for the asifa are kosher for the Kiddush as well. That is the Rabbanan. V'Reb Yehuda, though, pasled isha v'androgynous, only with machshir katan, im kain, what's an androgynous? We mentioned has male and female characteristics, unlike a tumtum, which is just hidden, we don't know. That's an androgynous. V'Reb Yehuda, im kain, le makra v'lakach. Rabbi Yehuda would say, if it's just referring back to the previous people, just like before, and it said, vihiniach and va'asaf, it should be singular here too, v'lakach. My v'lakchu, ta'afilu katan, ta'pasi, v'chahasam ha'chakasher, going from the singular to the plural, means we include somebody who could not do the avoda before, so we include even a katan. Isha mina alesa, how does he know to exclude Isha then, once we included? V'nasan, v'lo v'nasna. It's the male lashon used, v'nasan, and not v'nasna, so we exclude women. Ask Tosfos, Vinasan. What do you mean the whole Torah is written in Lashon Zachar? You never exclude a woman just because something's in Lashon Zachar. You have to say one way, male or female, masculine or feminine. So what's the Gemara talking about? Ava got the Chol HaTorah Kula. But Lashon Zachar Namra, ask Tosfos, still we exclude Isha here. Why? The Shiny Hacha, me the Shani Krabi Dibure. The Torah, in context, changed its Lashon, Dichsiv. It said first Lashon Rabim, and then picked one of the singular ones. That's why we could darshan. If it just meant to continue, and no diukim, it should have continued the plural. So v'nasan v'lo v'nasna excludes women, according to Rabbi Yehuda. V'rabbanan, ika. What about the Rabbanan? What do we do? Why does it switch to v'nasan? If it's referring to the same people, the same rules for the asifa and the kiddush, why did it switch from v'asaf to v'lakhu? V'rabbanan, ika z'rachmana v'lakach v'nasan. If it used both singular, hava minat the shakal chad v'yavchad, I would have thought the same exact person has to do the asifa and the vinasan and the hazaa. That's why we don't want to give off that misimpression. And therefore we expand it to the plural. Because of Rachmana Velachu Venastu. So if you would have wanted to say, well, make both of them plural, Hava Amina Ad Shakli Trei V'Yavitrei. So the same, Shakli Trei, two people do it, and Yavitrei. Again, the question exactly what this line means, we'll go with the understanding of the same two people involved. Because of Rachmana Velachu Venasan, that's why it switches. Tafilu Shakli Trei V'Yavichad. It doesn't have to be the same exact people. Other people as well can be involved, but the same type of people that were kosher there are kosher here. Next, continuing to darshan the psukim, v'lokach ezov etaval b'mayim ish tahor. The ezov is taken, right? The bundle is taken, and in ish tahor is tovel b'mayim l'rabbanon. Now the rabbanon Rabbi Yehuda, because here it specifies v'lokach and ish. So they're flipped, the switches from before. L'rabbanan ish velo isha. Before, and we included a woman, and now we exclude, because it says ish, tor lahakshar sakatan. And a katan before was pasul, and now he's kasher. L'rabbi Yehuda, the opposite, ish velo katan, tor lahakshar isha. So there is a machlokes tanam, whether an isha can do the tevila b'mayim. Good. Meisvei. So we spoke before about everyone who is mutter to be osef and who could be makadesh. Next stage, says the Mishnah in Para. Hakol ksherin lahazos. What about the actual sprinkling onto the tamei person? Who's allowed to do that? So says the Mishnah, everyone. Hakol ksherin lahazos, chutz mi tumtum va'androgynous v'isha. Except for a tumtum and androgynous and an isha. They are not allowed to be used. And the Mishnah continues and says, V'katan sheyesh bodas, isha misayaso. And the Mishnah continues and says, a katan that has a certain level of das, a woman can help. The Mishnah describes, what does it mean, can help? So it sounds like an isha is psula, but she could do a little help along the way. Umaze, and then the katan can be maze. V'lo palag Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue there. So one second, doesn't Rabbi Yehuda say, right here, ish v'lo katan tar lahakshar esa isha? Right, that he holds an isha is kshera, is kosher to do, and here he doesn't say a new thing. So Amar Abaya, kivan to Amar Mar, mashma motimi and mashma or mashma mela palig. Since we already said earlier that they have different understandings of all the psukim, so just like the chachamim here have the opposite sheet of what they said before, so Rabbi Yehuda would have the opposite sheet of what he said before, and it doesn't even have to be said. There's a difficulty. Look in the Rambam. The Minchas Chinuch points us out that the Rambam paskins that a katan is kasher lahazos. Katan is kasher lahazos, says the Minchas Chinuch here, Mitzvah Shin Tzadi Tes. Says the Rambam, he says, or he quotes it here, the katan sheish bodas kasher, vim ein bodas, isha masayaso shochezes lo hamayim. V'odin charashota v'katan im ksherim im charashota ksherim im misayim lohem teheim ein bohem das. Hamazeh, continues the Minchas Chinuch, tzarech lechaveinu lahazos al hatamei letaro. The mazah has to have kavana to be mazah on the tamei. Vim hiza shaloba kavana has also psula. The Rambam says, without kavana it's pasul. Says the Minchas Chinuch, v'tzarech in, then heich machshir harambam katan sheish bodas lahazos. A katan that has das, how could it be mazah? Hakom akam shetzarech kavana, everywhere where you need kavana for any type of action, a katan is always pasul. And you need a gadol omin al gabav. By get, by chalitza, by shchita. You always need gadol omin al gabav. And for some reason, the Rambam does not say a word. He just says the katan sheish bo das is kasher. So it says the Minchas Chinuch, tzarich lomar, you have to say it. You have to say that the Rambam really means gadol omin al gabav, even though he doesn't say it. Let's say it. So otherwise, the pasha of the Rambam, it's tzarich iyun, because unless you say that the paraduma has less requirements than other context, and not more requirements, usually paraduma has the highest level. The Mishnayos and Chagiga talk about kavana in tevila. You need kavana for truma and kachet paradum is the highest level to be involved in. So either way, that is a difficulty in the Minchas Chinuch. The Mikdash David suggests that maybe it's different because paraduma, it's nikar mitoch maisav. It's nikar what you're doing. You don't have to have such kavana beferish because what you're doing is itself the kavana. You have to be mechavin. But memeil, unless a person is a lapar, that's totally, we can assume this automatic kavana. Okay, Vaita says the Gemara third line. V'hiza ador ala tamei, tahar michlal shu tamei. It says the tar sprinkles on the tamei. Tar, what do you mean the tar? It sounds like he was tamei. Now he is tahar. Hai tahar, the whole word tahar is extra. So, michlal shu tamei, limid al tful yom shakash v'par. This is what we said back on the base. that a tful yom is kosher in Parah Aduma. We mentioned the we dafka do this lahotzi mi liban shel hatzdukim. We want to make sure that even though they darshan b'meura ve'shemesh akasa medaber, that a tful yom cannot be one involved in the avodah paraduma. We say he can be involved. That's what we dafka use him. If you look on the Mishnayis where this is quoted in Parah Gimel in Para, the Mishnah Achrona, one of the Mefarshim, one of the Achronim on Mishnayis, asks, what's the big deal? We dafka are metame a person, as we had earlier in the Masechta, how we metame him with a sheretz, it has to be just for one day. So why aren't we just machmir? So we'll be a little extra machmir. We find chumras always. We always find chumras of the chachamim. Lama hutzrichu l'kol zeh. Ho v'hei machmirim ma hefzid yesh lehem. So the sugam are machmir. This isn't just like a different day. Like they say this day is shvuas and we say this day is shvuas. So we're not going to be machmir for another day. That's not called a chumra. That's just different. But here, it's a chumra. Ubaharbi makomo sechmiru chachamim al divrei Torah. Mabakach im nachmir divreihem. What's the big deal? So we'll be machmir. And we won't use a Mu'urav Shemesh. Dafka would use a Mu'urav Shemesh. Why not Machmir? Says the Mishnah Achrona. Very important. Every time Chachamim are Machmir in Shas, an appropriate Chumrah is when you know what the din is, and then you're Machmir extra. This is Me'ikar HaDin, and now I'm being Machmir. If I think the Chumrah is the Ikar HaDin, so that's a distortion of the Torah. And that's not allowed. So says the Mishnah Achrona, Tahacha Shehem Eina Modim B'Tful Yom Kasher Harim Heim Chokim Al Kabbalah Seinu V'Aser Lasos Kedivrayim Shenemar Lo Sasser Yaminu Smol Mashma Yamin LaHachmir V'Smol LaHakel Zeb Zeh Aser U'Masha Chacham Echmir Al Din Torah Lo LaChlok El Shehem Modim Shehadin Emes LaHakel U'Machmirin Lasos Siyag Aval Elu Shechokin Al Kabbalah Seinu Aser Lishmo Alahem. He says, I'll give you another example. The first parak in Brachas, the famous story, the first story in Shas. Rabbi Tarfin says, right, he was Mata, and he read the Kriya Shema like Beishama, he lay down, and they said to him, Kadai Hayita Lachub Ba'atzmacha Shalvarto Al Divrei Beisilo. So he asks the Mishnah Achrona, what's the big deal? So he lay down, he was Machmir. Beisilo also says you could lay down. Beisilo says you can say it in any position. So what's the big deal that Rabbi Tarfin lay down? There, it's like this case. Because they argued on the Pshat and Chumash. B'shach b'cha derech shchiva. Instead of b'shach shebnei adam shochvin, that's an example like this. If you are cholek on the Ikar HaDin, that's different. Other times, there's a difference in Chumrah. Like in the 8th parak in Brachas, where Beis Hillel says, if you forgot to bench and you're somewhere else, you can bench wherever you remember. Beis Hillel says you have to go back. So the Gemara and the Mefarshim there explain that even Beis Hillel really agrees you should go back l'chatchila. It's a Chumrah, even though it's not the Ikar HaDin. One always has to be very careful what's the Chumrah and what's the Ikar HaDin. And if there's a machlokas about the Ikar HaDin, we have to scream about it and say that Stukim are 100% wrong. Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch even says this was the Chait, the first original sin, the Chait by Chava. What was her problem? Says the Avos Rabbi Nassan. She was the first one to make a Siyag. Wonderful. The Hashem told me not even to eat from the tree, and I'm not even going to touch the tree. The problem, says Rav Hirsch, was that she did, if she would have said to the snake, Hashem told me not to eat, and I'm not even going to touch, fine. But she blurred the lines between the din and the chumrah. She said, Hashem told me not to touch the tree. And once we blur the lines, and we get confused between the chumrah and the din, then tragic consequences could occur. And once the siyag falls away, even the din could fall away. That's Rav Hirsch back in Parshas Bereishis. Relating to this important Mishnah Achrona, if you want to look it up, is in Parah Gimel Mishnah Zayin of Meseches Para. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara, Amar Avasi Ki Avi Bei Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. But Para, when Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish were learning these psukim in Parshas Chukas, and they were trying to come up with a pattern of which psukim do you take literally, which psukim go against the previous psukim, which psukim follow the previous psukim, they couldn't come up with a clear pattern. Lo maski mina, they didn't come up from it, ella, kemai demasik tala mibe karfa. Like a fox comes out from a plowed field. A fox can't get anything out of a plowed field. So too we can't either. Ella amri, their maskana was, mashma motzi mide mashma, umashma mimela. Meaning, there is no set pattern. Period. Now we get to the third opinion of what we alluded to yesterday. Tani Tana Kamei Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Hashkidus Kshiras Bezarchus Mishal Para. The price was said to Rabbi Yochanan that all shkitos can be done by a zar except for Para Aduma. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Puktani Devra. No, I disagree. Lo Matzinu Shkita Bezar Psula. There is no shkita that a zar cannot do. Right? That's the Ramban. The Ramban passes that way. In Ilchas Psuli HaMakdashim at the beginning. That is Zar, we paskin, could do the Shechita of the Paraduman, do the Shechita of the Par of the Kohen Gadol. For Rabbi Yochanan, lo mi boy letana de lotzayis. Not only did he not agree with the Tana that was saying Bryce's in front of him, elafid l'rabbi lotzayis, even he argued on his Rebbe. Dam Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Shimon Yehud Tzadak, as we mentioned yesterday from the Kesef Mishnah, who quoted this. Rabbi Yochanan quoted his Rebbe and said, Shechita Par Bizar Psula, va'ani omer kshera. And Rabbi Yochanan says, I argue, I hold this kasher. Lo matzina shechita shepsula bizar. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan arguing on his Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehud Tzadak. Interesting, if you look at a Tosfos in Maseches Ksubis, on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, Tosfos says that Rabbi Yochanan had to have been in Amora. Because the Gemara there quotes Akasha on Rav and answers Rav Tanu Palak, and then quotes Akasha on Rabbi Yochanan and does not answer Rabbi Yochanan Tanu Palak, even though they were close in generations. Says Tosfos, the fact that the Gemara didn't say that, Umi Deloka Amar Rabbi Yochanan Tana Upalig Yesh Lo Chiyach to Rabbi Yochanan Amora Haya the Avitana Havi Mishani because the Mishani the Rav. If you look in the Mesoras Hashas on the side there, it says Ayin Yuma Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Quoting our Gemara, there Rabbi Yochanan argued on Rabbi Shimon ben Yehud Tzadok, which sounds like maybe Rabbi Shimon ben Yehud Tzadok was a Tana, right? So maybe Rabbi Yochanan was a Tana too. He had that power. Discussion, what was the border? What was the border between the Tanam and the Amoraim? Amoraim, that's easy. Whoever's in the Gemara. But then throughout certain generations, you have, I once heard a discussion, what was the border between the Rishonim and the Achronim? So it's around the time of the Shulchan Aruch. I once heard a formulation by one of the Gadol Echad, the Shulchan Aruch of Yosef Kaira was the last Rishon, and the Ramah was the first Achron. Mamish smack in the middle. Okay, they overlapped. But either way, this is the discussion about Rabbi Yochanan. Good, finishing up. Maishta mevidi rish balo itzal paroshniya. So the Kohen Gadol, the Mishnah said, comes back to the par and does a second vidui. Maishta mevidi rish and delo amar bnei Aaronam kadoshecha. Maishta mevidi sheni de amar bnei Aaronam kadoshecha. Why does he include Kohanim in the second one and not the first one? Tana dvei Rabbi Shmuel kachi midas hadin. That's what's appropriate. No senes. Midas hadin. No senes. Mutav yavazaka v'yichaper alachayev. Val yavachayev yichaper alachayev. First he should get a tahara and kapar for himself and his family, and then he could be a proper shliach to get kapara for others, the Kohanim. And once he does that, he can even get kapara for all of Klal Yisrael. And this is where the Tosfos Yeshanim is here, that we mentioned a couple of days ago. Why does he repeat himself when he does the second vidi as well? Mishnah. Now we have a Mishnah for the rest of the Yomud. Shachtu. So now what did he do? He did vidui on the par. Then he went to do the Hagrola. Now he came back and did vidui sheni on the par. And Shachtu. Now he shechts the power. The keep up a Mizrach as Damo, and he does Kabbalah Saddam with a Mizrach. But no, so the Mishu, Memaris Bo Alarobat Aravisha Behechel, and he gives it to someone because he's not going to do this Zrikas yet. Now he's going to stop and do the Ktores in the Lefnai V'Lefnim. So before he does the Zrikos, so he is going to give it to somebody to keep stirring around because he doesn't want the blood to congeal. And they stand on the fourth Rovat Ravi, the fourth tile Shebehechel. It doesn't really mean in the Hechel, the Gemara is going to say outside the Hechel, Kedei Shelo Yikros, so that it does not congeal. There is a Machlokas Rishonim here. In contrast to the previous Mishnah, by the Tamid it said Shachtu, he starts the Shechita, and then Meirik Acher, somebody else finishes. Here it just says Shachtu. So Tosas Rit says it means the same thing as before. He just starts the Shechita, and somebody else finishes. The Ritva, though, not here, but earlier on Daf Yud Beis, the Ritva says, no, the Kohen Gadol has to do everything today. And therefore, the Shechita of the Karbet Tamid has to do everything related to the Avodah of Yom Kippur. So the Shechita of the Karbet Tamid, that's not Dafka Yom Kippur. And therefore, someone else could finish it. But this one, the Mishnah doesn't say it because it means he has to do everything on a Daraisa level. So, not to Lamachtos, what does he do? So he shechs it, and now he runs and starts now already for the Avodah Victoris. Not al machtav ala the Rosh HaMizbeach, he takes the machtav, the shovel. He goes to the top of the Mizbeach, ufana gachalam elef ha'elef, he pushes away coals to the sun and the outside. V'chotem and ama uchalos ha'penimios, he takes from the really burnt coals inside. V'yarad, and he goes down. V'inichal rovad arvisha bazara, and then he puts it down, because now he's going to have to get the Ktoris. He puts down the coals on the rovad, the fourth rovad of the Azara. Some say it means the same place where the Memirus was taking place, even though before it said Shebehechal, and here it says Shebazara. The Gemara is going to explain that Shebehechal doesn't really mean in the Hechal. So it could be the same place. Either way, he puts it down. Once we're about to talk about the Ktores and the shovels of the coals, The Mishnah explains, B'chol yom ha'yachotah b'shol katsav amara b'toch shol zahav. Every day, when we know the Ketoros was brought every day on the Mizbeach HaZahav. Today he's going to bring it also into the Kodesh Kadashim. But every day, the Ketoros, the shovels that was used to get coals out, was a silver shovel, and it was poured into a golden shovel. V'hayom chotah b'shol zahav, u'bah hayam achnis. But today, he just did everything with gold to make it easier for him. He's chotah with gold, u'bah hayam achnis, and with that he takes it in. What do you mean? He goes into the Kodesh Kadashim with a golden shovel? In katega nasas anegar. What do you mean? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. You can't wear the golden begadim. So what the Gemara there say? Bal yisnoeka amrinan. He can't wear. To use a kli that's golden, but the Aron HaKodesh is also golden. The Aron and the Kruvim are also golden. It just means he can't wear it. He can't do an avoda with gold on it. That would be en katega nasa saneker. B'chol yom chote b'shal arbaz kavin u'ma'ar l'tok shloshes kavin. Usually the shirim are four kav and poured into three kav. V'hayom chote b'shal shes kavin u'ba hayam achnis. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he argues on the shirim. B'chol yom chote b'shal sa'a u'ma'ar b'tok shloshes kavin. V'hayom chote b'shal shes kavin u'ba hayam achnis. Okay, other differences. B'chol yom ha'isakfeda v'hayom kaale. Usually it was a heavier shovel, and today they use very thin metal. Lighter. Again, all of these to make it easier for him. B'chol yom ha'isayad ha'ksara v'hayom arucha. Usually it was had a short handle, today it had a long one. Why a long one? Because he has to carry in. He's going to have the two handfuls of the ktoreth, and he's going to have to carry in the kaf and the machta. He's going to have to carry it under his arm, so it's got to be longer. So that's why hayom arucha. B'chol yom ha'isayad ha'yarok v'hayom adom. Tiver b'menachem. Every day it was a certain type of gold, and today it was a redder, more fancy type of gold. B'chol yom akriv pras shachmas pras ben harvayim. Every day there was ktoras brought in the morning and the afternoon on the Mizbeach Hazav. V'yom mosif malo chafna. But today he brings two handfuls in of specially fine ktoras. B'chol yom ha'isa daka v'yom daka menadaka. Today is extra ground up. And those are all the differences. There is a discussion. The Rambam holds that all the milas that were for the ktoras of the Kodesh Kadashim, they were also for the milas of the regular ktoras on Yom Kippur. Once you're doing it, Ktoras is Ktoras on Yom Kippur. And the Ramban in the Melchamas argues, says, no, all of these are only by the Ktoras that went Lefnai v'Lefnim. Finishing up, B'chol Yom Kohanim Olam Mezachar Shel Kevesh. Every day, the Kohanim, when they went up the ramp, they went up on the right side, which was the east side. The ramp went south-north. They went up on the right, because they're going to have to make a right when they go up. So they go up all the way on the east side. The Yardin B'maravo, and they go all the way around, and they come down on the west side. V'hayom, Kohen Gadol, Ola B'emsa, V'yard B'emsa. But today, the Kohen Gadol did everything in the middle. Rashi says, Laharos, Kfodo V'chibason Shel Yisrael. He's our shliach, and he's the man. V'osa Asbo K'ben Bayis. He goes right in front, right in the middle. Ola B'emsa, V'yard B'emsa. Our gear says Ola. If you look in the Bach, he changes it to Olin, in plural. Meaning Kohanim used to go up with him to accompany him when he went up the ramp. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, La Olam Kohen Gadol Olav Ansav Yerba Emsav. Yehuda holds, Kohen Gadol every day of the year. It's not a din in Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol every day was treated special, went up in the middle and came down in the middle. Also, B'chol Yom Kohen Gadol Makad Yodah Raglam in a Kiyar. Every day the Kohen Gadol sanctified his hands and feet. He did Kiddush Adam Raglam from the Kiyar V'ayom and a Kiddush Shozav. Today they made a special golden kli also. That he could use, which might be, we mentioned a week and a half ago about the shitas that say Kiddush Adayim Raglayim was done in, according to some opinions, after he took the clothes off or before he took the clothes on. There was one day in the Tanan there. We mentioned what he's going to walk. They put up a Sadin Shel Butz. It could be, if it's the Kiddush Shel Zav, they can move the Kiddush Shel Zav to where he was. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, La'olam Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Yadav Raglav Min HaKiddush Shel Zav. He always used it. The Kohen Gadol is always special. B'chol yom ha'yishem arba marachos, v'yom chamish yiv Rameir. Rameir says usually there were four pyres on top of the Mizbeach, and today there were five. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, what we hold, b'chol yom shalosh v'hayom arba. Usually there were three, and today there was an extra one, four. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'chol yom shtayim v'hayom shalosh. Bezrin the Gemara will talk about what each of these pyres were. Okay, we'll have to stop here. At the Shem, we will continue with the Ktoras. We're now in the Kodesh, we're almost in the Kodesh Kadashim, but we are getting ready to go in with the Ketores.